we're a confident team. We just need to go out and execute, which we did, and we just got to put 2 weeks together. So I think we've prepared well the first 2 days here. We got another one tomorrow, and we got to go execute again on Sunday.
St. Louis is a team that, especially their corners, they like to get physical. You'll play all the way to the whistle, I guess you could say. Do you feel like you were well prepared by the way the Texans played you, and how do you deal with a team that, you know, approaches the game that way?
You just got to play football. We're going to play whistle to whistle, and everyone knows, you know, what goes on. So we just got to stay under control and just play football. I don't think we don't got that many guys, or we don't got guys that retaliate. I mean, Greg definitely, you know, obviously we know what happened in Seattle, but he got out of character there. So I think we'll be fine. We're just going to go play football.
Cortland Finnegan has a way of making a lot of people act out of character. Andre Johnson, a lot of different examples in the past. How do you keep your poise with a guy like that on the other side?
Just got to stay focused on your job. Know that you can't do anything that's going to hurt the team. A 15-yard penalty is huge, or even worse than that. So, you know, you just got to play football. Like I said, I'm not too worried about it.
Has that been stressed this week? Have they shown clips of
No, we haven't seen any clips. I mean, as receivers, we know about it. I mean, you've watched NFL. Everyone's seen what's going on. So you know about it, and you just got to make sure you stay level-headed.
Kind of a sneaky 3-3 team, aren't they? I mean, a lot of people kind of think of Rams and think of the punching bag of years past. But they're 3-0 at home. And two of their losses were by 3 points. So
yeah, they're a very solid team. I think their defense is very good and is getting better, especially they got a young DB, Janoris Jenkins, and obviously he's going to improve every game. And they're tough at home. They've surprised a lot of teams at home before. I think, was it last year, the year before, when they beat the Saints at home, it was a shocker and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's always tough to win on the road. We got to just go in and execute and hopefully keep moving forward.
You guys talked about urgency a lot last week. After proving the naysayers wrong, how do you keep that same urgency moving forward?
You just got to check yourself, make sure, you know, it's on each other to go out and play well. Everyone's just got to do their job, and everyone has to hold themselves accountable and holding the man next to you accountable, and we'll be fine. That's how we did it last year. I think everyone just knows we just got to go out next year. I mean, it seems probably sounds simple, but it is. I mean, we know what we need to do, and we just got to go out and do it.
It seems like red zone and third downs are the most common things you hear in the locker room when success on offense. Red zone, I mean, couldn't be any better than you guys are right now. What's been the biggest key to the red zone success?
I'll use the word again, execution. it's just, you know, I think there is a sense of urgency when we get down there because you know you want to get touchdowns, not field goals. We prepare well for it. I think we have good schemes, and just guys are able to make plays. So there's nothing special. We're not, you know, changing the whole playbook when we get down there. But it's all about execution.